The Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower is a tall lattice tower standing in the heart of Paris. It is an iconic symbol, recognized and replicated all over the world. An extraordinary architectural feat, it has come to embody France itself and stands as a reminder of the power of science and industry. It is the highest structure in Paris by far and the most visited paid monument in the world. In 2011, nearly 7 million people ascended it, and in 2010, the tower received its 250 millionth visitor. Its third platform stands 906 feet above ground, which makes it the highest structure accessible to the public in the European Union. In all, it is 1,063 feet tall, its height culminating with an antenna that wasn't part of the original design. Its base is a square, 410 feet on one side. Its four pillars are lined with the cardinal points. Climbing it is a unique experience, and one that shouldn't be missed in a lifetime. The history of the tower is as impressive as its height, and its construction led to violent controversy. First opened to the public in 1889, it was designed to last only 20 years. The tower was threatened with demolition and subsequently saved before gaining the popularity it enjoys today. Why pursue such a crazy endeavour? What was the construction meant to prove, and how was it achieved? We will provide you with all the knowledge needed to fully appreciate the tower's magnificence, along with a guide on how you can best enjoy it when you come to visit Paris. The story of the Eiffel Tower has to be understood in the context of the Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution was the point when industry was able to take great leaps forward due to rapid advances in science and manufacturing techniques. A movement that began in the 19th century in Great Britain, it was a time of great scientific development which quickly spread to the rest of the world. Wood was replaced with coal, a much more efficient fuel which didn't depend on available stocks to the same extent as wood. The invention of steam motors led to the development of machine tools that were more and more complex. Gas lighting appeared, which lit up whole cities, allowing whole facilities to work longer hours than ever before. Hand production methods were replaced by machine and chemical processes. Production surged, and so did economies, while transportation boomed. The heart of cities were heavily modified, and daily life profoundly impacted. It was an age of great mechanical spinning machines, high chimneys emitting thick coal smoke, high-pressure steam engines whose pistons would let heavy vehicles move at great speed, gigantic wheels spinning, and enormous factories where workers would spend countless days and nights. The modern steampunk style is a direct reference to this period, with all its spectacular feats and fantastic endeavours. The changes in society were indeed tremendous. Historians agree that the onset of the Industrial Revolution was one of the most important events in history, on par with the discovery of agriculture and the domestication of fire. Of course, those changes would have an even greater impact on people's way of life. As far as the population was concerned, the advances of science were getting more.